Wayne Bussey. We farm in northeast South Dakota, corn, soybeans, and other job is owning Bolt Marketing, which is a marketing service, and we also sell crop insurance.
So as we chat, we're pretty close to mid-June. Is everything planted yet? How do the crops look?
No, it's not. Right in my tiny area of northeast South Dakota, and it is really pretty tiny, the area that's got issues. Things were going pretty well. It was a cold, wet start to the season, but from about the 25th of May on, whatever you don't have done has been really difficult to finish up on. And for like us, it's just a couple fields, but I've got clients that got like 1,000 acres of beans left to go. And I feel bad. The frustration level is high for those guys. And now you're past June 10th. If they wanted to prevent plant it, they can, and a lot of them probably will, because it's just not turning around. It's muck underneath with this crust on top, and they would mud it in if they would get the crop in, but they don't want to wait anymore either. I mean, how long can you wait to still get a crop in and have full potential? So some frustration, but I can't tell you enough how this is a small area. It's not all the Dakotas. Prevent plant will be lower probably even than last year, which was a low year number for total acres, because North Dakota got quite a bit in. I drove through there last weekend and things look pretty good. Crops are a little behind, so we're not in that really pretty stage yet where corn roots down and hits the nitrogen that's in the soil for it. So that's probably why the crop condition scores in the Dakotas are just, they aren't bad. They're just lacking the rest of the nation. I fully expect them to come around. I think we have trend line and above yield potential yet. Just my little area of Britain, South Dakota here is just a little tough to finish up.
Now, Dwayne, I'm sorry if I missed this. Is it rain? Is it cool conditions? What is it that
Yeah,
caused the drag?
it's been mostly rain. Just a weird. There's been some heavy rains, not horrible, but then 3 days later, when you think you're going to get going again, then it's a small rain that stops you out a quarter inch here and there. We have had some storms and some hail, and that's keeping the crop insurance side busy. So there's some replant going on as well. But yeah, mostly just consistent rains, not like devastating or flooded out or anything, just nuisance rains, really.
Okay. Wheat, how's that looking in your part of the state?
Not too bad. The wheat did get planted, looking pretty good. Guys are gotten it sprayed, maybe left the track here or there. But for overall, wheat looks okay. Spring wheat crop, I think, has good potential here. It probably didn't like the heat. That's just that it sounds weird that we're struggling to plant, but we were 95 some days in the 90s and wind, and that doesn't like that. So maybe took a little bit off the top end, but I still say we've got trend line yield potential here. And actually, I will say, the guys who do plant wheat did toy with planting a little bit more this spring because, of course, the wheat prices took off higher. Hopefully, they got it hedged and sold on the board if they did plant any extra.
So, Dwayne, in two words or through just a short sentence, how would you describe corn and soybeans near Britain right now?
Good. Trend line yield potential, and higher. That's a horrible sentence,
To try it again?
but yeah, let me try it again. I'd say the crops up here look good, off to a good start, just behind a little bit, but we still have full yield potential.
Okay. We're talking on a crop report day, and I think this one's supposed to be really I know you also do market work too, which is we know that. I'm just noting for the recording here. I don't know if I really we weren't expecting big changes today. We're not expecting big changes, but I'm more curious about the acreage. What do you think any changes at all at the end of the month?
Boy, that's going to be the question between now and the 30th, right? It's crazy. Right around my area, I saw corn on corn being in. So I thought, wow, acres aren't going to be down. But boy, when you talk to co-ops and seed salesmen, it sounds like if they didn't have fertilizer booked before, they did not plant the corn then. So I've heard both sides. Now I'm one, and definitely can mention this, that thinks that on March 30th, we were just too low on total principal crop acres. I think we're missing some acres. Like we kind of found acres last year. So even though that both cases might be true here. We might have some guys backed off on corn, but I think we were wrong on the total corn acres. So we not, might not see that reduction in corn acres that everyone's planning, but boy, we'll just sadly have to just go with whatever number USDA prints on the 30th and kind of adjust from there.
Well, we'll see what happens. Dwayne, anything I missed or anything else we should be watching?
No, I don't think so. Sorry, I didn't really.
No, the update
through nicely.
The update's good. It's been a while, and I'm glad you had time to chat. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. No, anytime. So, yeah.
And
no, I don't think there's anything else.
And that's soybeans that are going beyond the final planting date, Dwayne, you said.
Right. Yes, it is. Yeah. The corn got in. For the most part, corn got in. Like I said, it was a slow start, but we can get the corn in pretty fast. And that looks pretty good. Guys are just struggling to get it sprayed, you know, soybeans planted, and then you get a little hail mixed in there. It's, yeah, you got to be careful on farmers right now. They're all a little grouchy.
Well, I mean, rightfully so. Severe weather, do you guys think you'll get any of the severe weather that's supposed to move through? Any concerns?
Always a concern. We missed it the other night, thank goodness. We've had wind and some damage, some trees and branches and power poles down, but knock on wood, that happens this time of year, but no devastating large areas of disaster anyway.
And nothing really too concerning in the forecast for you guys right now?
Not right now.
Nope. Okay.